Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 345 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about so much nothing. We're going to talk about what's been going on in San Antonio, in Birmingham. We're going to talk about a new dessert that I'm making. We're going to talk about TV shows. It's not necessarily been exciting, but we're no less enthusiastic about it. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Last week, we did a live Q&A episode, and coming up next week, we're going to have a special episode with Dr. Mary Claire Haver. She's an expert on women's health and perimenopause and menopause, and we have lots of questions from our Patreon listeners that we're going to ask her. So we would love for you to join us for that. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. We hope y'all enjoy episode 345, and we're so glad you're here. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
So what's happening? What's going on with the Shankles? What's the latest?
The Shankles just made a whirlwind trip to College Station.
Okay.
It was super quick. The fact that I'm telling you this tells you that nothing else has been going on with us. So I spent last week after we got home from Highlands, North Carolina, which was, I'm going to say that I had a moment of clarity as I walked out of the Walgreens parking lot, maybe the third day I'd been home, and it was 105 degrees, where I thought, why did I live here? Like, why mm-hmm. do I live here? Why did mm-hmm. my ancestors choose to settle in this place when we could have been like in the mountains of North Carolina? Like, right. I don't, it's so hot.
Listen, I've had so many feelings about the heat, and I know it's not as hot here as it is there, but it's been awful here
yeah.
too. And I've had so many feelings about it. I've been so, like, you wake up. And when I looked at the thermostat one morning a couple of days ago, and it was not even 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it was already like 86 degrees.
That's
and
it.
I thought, this is not right. Mm-mm. This is no way to live.
No.
Alabama, it's no way to live.
I know. And so I had that moment. And then I wrestled with my book because, you know, I felt like I was so productive while we were gone. And then you get
you
home.
Were.
And, well, yeah. But then you get home and it's hard to be as productive because, yeah. you know, you're just back in your real life and doing your stuff. But anyway, Caroline had gone, I'm gonna give you the Cliff Notes version of this, that Caroline okay. had left College Station. She had gone home with her boyfriend to see his family, and they went out and worked cattle and did a whole thing. So she had like kind of a cowboy course weekend and had done that. In the meantime, right before she left, she had been offered a new job. So working, she's going to have an on-campus job at A&M. And so, which is great. I'm thrilled. I'm super excited mm-hmm. for her. It's going to be great. I'm thrilled about what she's going to be doing. And, you know, she's going to get to be doing stuff in the ag department and it's going to be great. So I'm excited for her. But what we found out is for them to process her paperwork, they needed to see an actual copy of her passport and her Social Security card.
Okay.
And that had to happen on Monday. So they were here. Both of those things are here because mm-hmm. you know Perry keeps those in a safe in
sure.
an envelope.
Sure.
We aren't going to have any kind of shenanigans with identity mm-hmm. theft happening on our watch.
That's right. That's right.
And so I was like, so since she was already in Marble Falls, I said, why don't you just drive down here on Sunday and then you and I'll just road trip to College Station and that way you don't have to make the whole trip because she had already been planning on, she said, I think I'm going to come back and just spend the week of the 4th with y'all. She said, it's a good break. It's like when the transition between first session of summer school's ending, she doesn't start her new job until after she gets back. So she's like, I'm just going to come home. So okay. we drove to College Station. We spent the night. She did her paperwork this morning and we turned around and drove back.
And here we are recording a podcast episode.
Yes. So, but it was fun. We had a great time. We got to catch up. Listen, I love a trip in a car, especially when I'm not by myself, because we were able to talk and catch up, and I got to hear all about her weekend and, you know, all that she's done now that she's branded cattle and vaccinated and basically been a cowgirl. So it was super fun. We had a great time.
Well, I'm so glad.
Yeah. So it was good. But other than that, listen, we've just been here surviving the heat. Perry did plant some new hibiscus. We have that fire pit in our backyard, and he surprised me when I got home from North Carolina and he had planted hibiscus and then some trailing flowers in the fire pit for the winter.
How pretty.
It's beautiful, but I'm telling you that even those hibiscus, they're just fighting for their life in this heat. So I feel like I'm out there watering those hibiscus a couple times a day.
I know. It's bad. It's so bad.
I know. So what about y'all?
Well, I don't know that it's been any more exciting here, really. I did last week. I can't remember what night. Maybe Thursday night. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Why do I always need to nail down the specific time? It just was last week. That's going to have to do.
Yeah.
But there was a night when I had invited Aaron, Retha, Jamie, and Aaron's sister-in-law, Katie, over for dinner. And I cooked supper. Two things. One, I was going to make French 75s for everybody who wanted a French 75. Not everybody did, but if anybody wanted one. And I made one, I think, and I was getting ready to make Retha's, and I was shaking it up in the shaker, and the top flew off. And I mean, I got French 75 over the whole back part of our living room. It went everywhere.
Oh, no.
I know. I had to go get towels. It was a really pro move in terms of entertaining your guests. But this is what really stood out to me about our time, because of course it was loud, and there were so many stories and so many opinions. But for Alex Hudson to rarely have any interest in if his daddy and I have people over for dinner, he's not necessarily going to come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
But when he understood the lineup for that particular dinner, he had to go do something. He got back home right away.
Yeah.
And when we moved into the living room after we ate, he joined us. Ella was coming by because they were going to go to McDonald's or something. Mm-hmm. He texted Ella and said, oh, you're going to want to come in here and sit down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Listen, the things those children heard.
Because I'm going to say they're in a shrinking violet in that group.
the topics that were covered, and I thought, well, I think if it hadn't happened already, this was the official bridge into adulthood. Mm-hmm. This was the moment where everybody just stopped censoring themselves in front of the children.
Yeah.
And I took a picture at one point, and it's blurry, but just of Ella's and Alex's faces, because Jamie was on some tangent about something, and they were so delighted. Even when Ella and Alex got ready to leave to go to McDonald's and everybody was leaving, it was probably 10 o'clock. And when we were walking out, I said, Ella, listen, I'm so sorry for anything you heard. And she said, they are awesome. I love them. Mm-hmm. I love them. And Steph said that Ella went home and told her and Joey all about it too. Like, it was just,
that is so funny.
It was really fun. It was fun. So anyway, it was great to see everybody. And then other than that, it was a pretty low key week.
Okay.
It has been over a year since David and I got our Helix mattress, and we still love it so much. I actually got a message from somebody a couple of weeks ago who said, do you really sleep on a Helix? And the answer is yes. And I would say sleep enthusiastically on a Helix, because it is the best. I wake up feeling so rested and refreshed. I love how nothing hurts in the morning. It is the most comfortable mattress we have ever owned.
And Helix is now introducing their newest, most high-end collection called the Helix Elite. Helix has harnessed years of extensive mattress expertise to bring their customers a truly elevated sleep experience. The Helix Elite collection includes 6 different mattress models, each tailored for specific sleep positions and firmness preferences. Every Helix Elite mattress comes with a 15-year manufacturer's warranty and the same 100-night trial as the rest of Helix mattresses. You should never have to compromise on comfort. Helix has mattresses with cooling technology that help regulate your body temperature, whatever the season. And if you're nervous about buying a mattress online, I get it, but don't be. The Helix Sleep Quiz takes into account your individual sleep preferences just to match you and your partner with the perfect mattress for you. Just go to helixsleep.com/bigboo, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. I was by myself on Saturday because David went to the lake and Alex went, his friend Mason came here and they went to Nashville and picked up another friend on the way because they had a thing like a kind of a rush thing that they were doing in Nashville. And so I was by myself. So I just wrote and wrote and wrote and then, you know, rethought it and edited and, but I got to work a lot sort of uninterrupted, which was really nice. Just Hazel and me. I went to Pilates with my friend Heather and then we went to lunch and had the best lunch. We hadn't caught up in a while. That was super fun. And then I got into season 2 of The Bear.
Okay. I need to know more about this because one of the things I put on our, you know, the extensive outline that we do every week for this show.
Yes. What was it that week? What did I have on there?
Baseball and tomatoes.
Yes. That's it. Yes. Baseball and tomatoes.
So what I have typed this week is I need a show. I feel like every night this week, what has happened is because I've read a bunch of books and I feel like I've read so many good books that it's like, I'm not ready to get into another book right now. And I'm just wanting a show, but here's the show that I'm wanting. I want season 2 of The Summer I Turned Pretty, which starts July 14th, but I want kind of a mindless show, you know?
Yeah. I don't really have anything to offer you. I don't think The Bear is not mindless.
Well, that's
and listen,
okay.
The Bear has the worst language of anything I've ever watched. I mean,
and that is really saying something.
I mean, it's really a low bar, but in another way, it's a very high bar to be the worst language I've ever heard. And it's the worst language I've ever heard. It took me a long time to get through season 1. It's very chaotic.
Okay.
And I remember, I think Jamie said to me a while back that it's not an easy show for 9s because it's so chaotic. It's about a very gifted chef who ends up going back to his family's restaurant. But it's really about the family. It's not as much about the restaurant, even though that's a huge part too.
Okay.
Anyway, it took me a long time to get through season 1 because I was just like, oh my gosh, it's like sensory overload.
Yeah.
But after I finally did, season 2 is one of the very best seasons of television I have ever watched. Again, the language is terrible, but it's so beautifully written and shot. And there were a couple of episodes that kind of took my breath away. There was one episode that has worked its way into the new book. Like it's really brilliant. And so it's not an easy watch, but it's a great one. So,
Okay. I need something like, and I want something mindless. I will say that one night this week, I did finally watch the Where the Crawdads Sing movie, which I hadn't seen for whatever reason.
I haven't seen it either.
Listen, I loved it. I thought it was so good. It really follows the book. I thought they did it so well and told the story, and I thought it was beautiful. And so, but I think it was one of those that it really came out. It was like one of the first movies that was back in the theater post-COVID. So it's almost like everybody just missed it. Like it was
sort of like 2 of my books. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. And mine as well.
Might as well. Yes. Speaking of, let me tell you this, that we went and had dinner. I did have a girls' dinner one night with Gully and my friend Amy. And I said something about, we were talking about us writing and our retreat. And I said, well, Sophie's book, I said, when she did Stand All the Way Up, and she goes, what book is that? And I said, that's the book. It came out. And she goes, and I said, it came out during COVID. She goes, she had a book that came out during COVID. And I said, she did. And like, I'm telling you, she listens to the podcast every week. And I was like, she didn't know anything about that book. And I was like, well, clearly... Clearly, you did a stellar job of marketing it.
I really did. I did a great job. I think I mentioned it. I don't know. I may have mentioned it three times. And you know what's weird? I think I've told you this. I forget about it. Like,
yeah,
because it came out in that summer. They shipped me a bajillion copies. But I never went to speak anywhere about it because we couldn't. So it was like nothing has ever arrived in my life with more of a whimper than that book did.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a sidebar, but still,
I mean, total sidebar.
Yeah. So that makes sense to me about the whole deal with the movie and nobody, you know, actually being back in theaters.
Yeah. Like, I think we didn't know. Like, I think it was like, oh, we could have gone to see that in a theater. But all that to say, it was really good. It's on Netflix. I thoroughly enjoyed that. And then I tried to watch another movie that I'm not even going to name. It was terrible. And then I've tried to watch different shows and I'm looking for something. I don't know what it is, but I start a show and then I'm like, this isn't it. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'll know it when I find it, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, I also started last week, I think maybe right before everybody left, I thought I'm going to watch Shrinked because I know you liked it. David liked it. I mean, Jamie liked it. Like, I just know several people who really liked it. And so I've only watched two episodes, but I really like it too. Like, I totally get why people love it so much. Mm-hmm. Jason Segel is
so good.
He's so good. And Harrison Ford is so funny. And I don't know. I like the pace of it where you really don't know where it's going, you know, but you care about those people. That's what I'll say happened for me with The Bear was I felt like the first six or so episodes of season one trying to figure out who I was supposed to root for in this situation. And then the last few episodes, I was like, oh, I love all you people. I like every single one of y'all. I'm very compassionate about what you've been through. Like, you just kind of have to get to know them. And that's why season two, I think, is so great, is because the characters are established. You kind of understand what everybody's situations are. And you just are real involved from the get-go. It's fantastic. But also not for the children, everyone, if that's not been abundantly clear.
Yes. Well, and I feel like that's how Shrinked, like, to me, I started Shrinked and I was like, okay, this is good. Like, I see why people like it. But by the time you get to the end of that, there's only one season so far. But by the time you get to the end season, you're like, well, I adore every single one of these characters. I will carry them in my heart with me forever.
Yeah.
Like, that's they're all flawed. You know what I mean? But it's the way they write them. You have so much compassion for each of them and what they're going through and what they're dealing with. And you're going to love Shrinked because to me, it was one where it just got better as it went. Where it's like, oh my gosh, this is so good.
Okay. Well, I'll watch another one tonight. I'm delighted to have found it. I thought I could think of something that would work for you in terms of something that's maybe got a little more tenderness to it, but I just haven't seen much.
No, I mean, you know what I'll probably end up doing is going back and watching Friday Night Lights.
100%.
Yeah. So,
eighth time's the charm on that.
Yeah, just kind of, it's my comfort food. I've been traveling a lot this summer, and one thing it has shown me is the makeup items that are my can't live without. I have to travel with them. I do not want to live my life without them. And it is no surprise that Thrive Cosmetics makes a lot of my favorites. They make high performance beauty and skincare products with clean, skin loving ingredients. There are no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty free. My personal favorite is the Brilliant Eye Brightener. I have talked about this. It's a highlighter stick. It's made to brighten and open your eyes. It gives you an instant eye lift. I wear it every single day, even if the only other thing I put on my face is sunscreen, because it just gives me a pop. I apply it to the inner corner of my eyes.
I use the Stella, which is like a champagne shimmer color, but I also have some of the darker colors because you can make an easy kind of smoky eye or a more dramatic nighttime eye. It's a foolproof formula. It makes it easy to apply, and you can blend any of the 13 shades. It has more than 10,000 five-star reviews for a reason. I also love that Thrive Cosmetics has a bigger than beauty mission. For every product purchased, they donate to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country that support numerous causes. You have to try Thrive Cosmetics to see for yourself. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
It's like, I need something that's not going to get on the pillow with me. You know what I mean? Like, I need something that I'm not going to be so amped up when I go to bed. Like, it needs to be like a wind down. Like, it needs to feel good. It needs to, I don't know. It's tough. And you think, I mean, there's only 700 different streaming networks with 1 billion shows to choose from. It feels like I could find something, I don't know what I'm looking for. So okay. I don't know. It'll, you know, it always works out. But when I saw the previews for The Summer I Turned Pretty for the second season, I was like, this is what I want. Like this, this feels like kind of teen beachy drama that really has nothing to do with anything that would happen in my real life. That kind of a thing.
Yeah. You want something, you want escapist.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, and I don't, in all fairness, The Summer I Turned Pretty season one, there were times where I was like, this is really stupid. So, but
Okay.
So I acknowledge that as well. But anyway, we'll figure it out. But now that Caroline's home, we may just watch some movies and stuff, because I feel like when she's home, a lot of times we try to find movies that are like old movies that she hasn't seen yet. So
that
may be our week this week.
We wish you all the best.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support in this time. Well, and we talked about, so our August book club book is...
Oh, yes. Yes. We do need to mention our August book club book that I have not read yet.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's Go is the River, which not as the river goes, which is what I said on Patreon.
Makes me so happy, because as I also mentioned on our Patreon Q&A last week, Martha will get a little salty to cut the sweet mixed up sometimes, and she calls it a little bit of salt and a whole lot of sugar.
Yeah.
So I love a book title that we don't get quite right. Uh-huh. You know, it feels right to me. Uh-huh. So the fact that you called it the wrong thing makes me happy. And I think too, because I have book titles that have a lot of words in them. Mm-hmm. And so listen, the number of times that I've watched somebody try with everything in them to recall the right words in the right order, you know, it's a lot. So Go is the River.
Go is the river is the actual name. Mm-hmm. Go is the River by Shelley Reed. It was beautiful. I read it on the plane on the way to North Carolina. I finished it while I was there. It's so beautifully written. It's such a great story. I loved it. So that is our August Book Club book.
Yes. And I have not read it because, it's July Book Club.
Oh, it is July because if you try to read As the River Goes in August, you are going to miss, you're going to miss the whole thing.
In July. Yeah. It was my turn to pick, but I couldn't land on anything. And I thought I'd found the book that I wanted us to do. And then I got about halfway into it and I was like, oh, this is real long. And I'd kind of thought for a while, maybe we would do Little Women, until I was like, oh, this is real long too. I was having trouble getting caught up in something. Mm-hmm. And so Melanie had such a strong reaction to Go is the River that I was like, you know what? Let's read that. Let's see where it takes us. Let's us as readers go as the river as well.
That's right. That's right. But remember, go as the river in July, not in August.
That's right. Go as the river in July. So we will be delighted for y'all to join us for that. And then the other thing that we have going on Patreon, we're actually going to do that. We're going to record it this week, but we have Dr. Mary Claire Haver coming on to talk about all things related to women's health.
Yes.
And specifically about some maybe perimenopause, menopause
related issues. We'll get into other stuff too.
Yeah.
But listen, y'all, we have a lot of questions. We won't get to all of them, but we're going to have us a big discussion about some things.
Uh-huh. About all the things. I'm going to say we're having, based on the questions that people asked on Patreon, I'm going to say that hair loss is at the top of the list.
Yes, it is. Like
we are struggling. We are struggling with some hair loss.
But you know, I had that happen a couple of years ago, well, about a year and a half ago, but mine was magnesium related, as it turned out. So when I got on magnesium, we don't have to get into this now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, and there were a couple of things. I told Melanie, I said, would you sneak a couple of things in there for me? And so she told me there are going to be some questions from Schmofi Schmudson.
Yeah. Schmofi Schmudson, just in case. So.
Yes.
Oh goodness. So we're excited about that. And then, and at some point I have a stack of other books that I need to read. I felt like I needed to put a pause. I was like, I need to recalibrate a little bit and figure out what I want to read next.
Well, I have a stack of books too. And here's my problem. This is where you and I are a little different, because I feel like when you're writing, sometimes your reading will kind of it'll go up a level in a way.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to read sometimes when I'm writing because I get other voices in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And also a fairly decent amount of self-doubt.
Yeah.
So I have to be careful about what I read. So I tend to like to read fiction just because I don't write fiction.
Yeah.
Reading nonfiction will just, listen, it'll send me straight into a pit of despair. So anyway, so I've got a couple of books, but I've been on TikTok, I think, probably more than anything when it's time to go to sleep. So
it's all fine. It's, you know, I had read, you know this, but on the way home from North Carolina, I stopped at the airport and I was trying to decide what to read. And then I had remembered that David Sedaris had a new one called Happy Go Lucky. There again,
I love it.
Not for the children. If you read David Sedaris, you know that. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not, but he is such a brilliant writer.
Oh my gosh.
And that book, and then I got so tickled because the cover of it is a clown holding like a poodle with like a little girl standing there. It's the creepiest looking cover. And the other night, Perry just looked at it and he, without showing the book cover title, he just sent that picture as a screenshot to Caroline and said, "Good night, sweet dreams." And she texted back, "Where is that? Where did you find that?"
I hadn't even thought about it.
It's real,
I'll have to go back and look. Yeah, it is real creepy. Now that I think about it, it's real creepy. For
it
sure.
Is. Yeah, and if there's anything that really is going to get Perry, it's a clown. He doesn't like clowns anyway. He had a very traumatic experience as a child at the circus, and so he hates clowns.
Me too, at the rodeo. Okay. Don't get me started. Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah.
One of the things that delighted me maybe more than anything over the past few days is, I can't remember, you got this message too, but where somebody who listens to the podcast was out of town. Do you remember this? With her mom?
Yes, yes.
And they had listened to last week's episode.
Oh, yes.
And so
yes.
When they were shopping, they screamed dad at each other across the store. I thought, well, That's the pinnacle right there.
Our work here is done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dad.
Yeah. It made me so happy. I don't know when anything has just made me just want to hold my heart more than that. So
listen, the only thing that would have been better, and I knew that this wasn't going to happen because I knew that she would not be a podcast listener, but I did kind of wait to see if we got a message from somebody that was like, that was actually me in that store. But I felt like it was pretty safe that we wouldn't, but I was curious.
Yeah, I did. I felt like it was safe too, but that would have been terrible, by the way. Mm-hmm. That would have been, I don't know, maybe it
would have been terrible. I feel like it would have been the best day ever.
Yeah, maybe it would have been the best day ever. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Do you like cashews, gummy bears, or olives? What about popcorn, saltwater taffy, or trail mix, sesame sticks, dried fruit, or chocolate-covered espresso beans? If you perked up at the mention of any of those things, did you know that you can get all of them in one place? Nuts.com has it all. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. Whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. You can shop a la carte at any time or opt into hassle-free auto delivery so you never run out of your favorite items. And if you're already stocked up at home, they also sell directly to businesses. You can snack with satisfaction knowing that quality is a top priority at nuts.com. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Since 1929, they've been doing it the old-fashioned way. One taste and you will know the difference. We have gotten addicted to the dark chocolate gummy bears that I didn't even know was a thing before we ordered them from nuts.com. And now I'm embarrassed to tell you how many times we've reordered them. They are so delicious. They pack them in cold shipping so that they don't melt even when they end up on our porch in summer in Texas. And they are so delicious. We also love their roasted cashews, the roasted pistachios. Everything is so fresh and so good. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bigboo. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/bigboo. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bigboo.
Well, anything else going on? Anything happening? I feel like I have lived in a tunnel the last few days and just kind of, you know, come out to speak to people and round up something to drink. And then I go back in my tunnel because I'm trying to stay in it with this book.
I know. No, I'm kind of the same. I've been laughing because by the time y'all listen to this, it'll be past 4th of July, but 4th of July is tomorrow. And I did have this thing because Gully and I were like, what are we doing for 4th of July? Because, you know, when we were little, when the kids were little, we would do the pool and there were games and we would come home and cook out and do a bunch of stuff and then do some fireworks in the street. And now you're like, well, we've kind of aged out of that deal. And like, what are we going to do? And so we aren't really doing anything. But I told Gully, I said, is there a whole world that these influencers are living in that I don't know about when people are like, so here are some 4th of July outfits.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like, and are y'all not burning up?
Yeah. Where are we going?
Where are we going? Because there is nowhere I could go apart from a body of water where whatever I was wearing would not be a source of aggravation and fury in my life.
Yes. You know? And listen, I don't doubt that you look darling in your floor length maxi red and white gingham with a denim shirt tied and a bandana in your hair. That's precious. But like, where are you wearing that? Because you know where I'm not wearing it? To the 4th of July parade in my neighborhood because it's hot. Mm-hmm. And there's no way. But I'm like, the amount of outfits in the dress level of these outfits that I was like, I think y'all are doing 4th of July different than me. I don't know if everybody else is on Nantucket. I don't know what's happening. But I'm like, this is not the Texas San Antonio 4th of July edition outfit.
No, I could try to fix my hair for the 4th of July. I'm going to walk outside and it's all going to be for naught.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because of the humidity, it's another life. It's one that I'm not living. I don't know what to do with that necessarily.
No. And some of the recipes. And then they're like, here's something simple that you can make for 4th of July. What I do is I make these hot dogs and I cut them into little tiny pieces. So they're the stars on the flag. And then I mix them and I'm like, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to grill some hot dogs and we're going to eat them on some white buns with some relish, and that's it. Maybe have some baked beans on the side. That's what we're doing. Like, it just...
Oh, there she is. Yeah. This account popped up on my Instagram with a recipe for something called a peanut butter cookie chocolate banana pie.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am.
So anyway, let me just tell you what's in this because I'm not Susanna Berry are coming over for 4th of July. We're just going to cook. And I said, y'all bring some kind of protein. I don't care because I'm going to write all day tomorrow. But I said, I'll handle like sides, vegetables, whatever. And then I'll make dessert. So anyway, but I saw this and I was like, oh yeah, I'm making it. Okay. Here's what it has in it. 3 cups of peanut butter cookies that you crush and use for your crust. And then you put butter on that. Then you mix up 2 blocks of cream cheese and you make that layer on the bottom. Yeah. And then you do a layer of chocolate pudding and Cool Whip. And then you top it with roughly chopped pretzels.
Oh, this sounds delicious.
Uh-huh. And then 2 bananas. And of course, I'll link to the recipe and I'll send you this right now. And then you squeeze caramel sauce all over the top. And I was like, well, what's not to love about that? I mean, that sounds like really all I need, you know?
That sounds delicious. That sounds so good. And when you just read it to me, it sounded to me like that Friends episode where Rachel's making the trifle for Thanksgiving. The trifle.
Yes.
And then there's a layer of peas and then beef and onions. Then some whipped cream.
Then whipped cream.
Good.
So anyway.
Jam. Good.
But so I'm going to make that.
Okay. So I can't wait to hear.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just think I have, for my whole life, I have loved a Nutter Butter.
Yeah, and me too. Me too.
For my whole life. But I've never had a dessert. And I always love these layered dessert situations. My mama never made them because, you know, if mama made a dessert, it was always going to be a pound cake, some kind of fresh cobbler. Like she was always going to do things from scratch. So there's something about making a dessert that's got instant pudding, Cool Whip, like all that feels a little like pre-made caramel sauce. All that feels a little, not rebellious, but like, it's the kind of stuff that I didn't have much growing up. And so I'm super excited about it. And you know, I love sweet and salty together. So the fact that there are pretzels on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm real excited about it. So yeah,
that sounds really good. And those are like all my favorite flavor profiles from a sweet thing, like peanut butter, chocolate, you know, like, cause the other day I made the Tres Leches cake, at Pioneer Woman's, and it's good. Like I like it fine, but like, it's just not my, I can have one bite and then I'm like, I'm good. Like it just doesn't, cause it's really gotta be chocolate or peanut butter or something to be worth it to me.
Okay. So cause I do like Tres Leches cake. I like the texture of it a lot, but I always prefer chocolate. I just, man, I love chocolate. It's good. It's delicious. So I will let you know how that goes. And the other things I'm doing are not at all, you know, inventive, because I'm just going to do like baked beans and mac and cheese and that kind of stuff. But anyway, hopefully dessert will be delicious.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait to hear that. Sounds delicious.
Green Chef is a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced, healthy meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preference. You can now choose from 50 or more weekly menu and market items. Discover exciting new flavors that support your healthy lifestyle. And I love that you can get everything you need at Green Market. It's their one-stop shop for nutritious grab-and-go breakfasts, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, ready-to-eat snacks, and more that you can easily add on to your weekly order. Because eating well doesn't have to be boring. You can satisfy your cravings for adventurous eats made nutritious. You can discover exciting new flavors, get out of your cooking rut with unique farm fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, rainbow carrots. This is so convenient and easy. It makes more time for your summer goals with convenient step-by-step recipes with options and ready in less than 30 minutes. I love Green Chef because number one, we are always trying to eat healthier. Number two, it gets me out of my rut and it cuts down on meal prep. I do not want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen this summer trying to come up with things to cook. Green Chef makes it easy for me to cook something that's healthy, delicious, and fast. Go to greenchef.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and so you have a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's something for everyone. I love to switch between the brands, so we get a little bit of everything, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount. Just go to greenchef.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. Again, that's greenchef.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off plus free shipping. You'll see why Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
Okay, so is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. So, and listen, I don't know that this, you're going to be like, did I just watch an episode of The Golden Girls when I'm done with this? With my five favorites this week.
Okay.
And I apologize in advance, but I'm just going to say it is what it is.
Okay.
Okay. The first thing was, so I mentioned that I watched the Brooke Shields documentary Pretty Baby on Hulu. And one of the things I noticed about Brooke Shields is when they showed her doing like her voiceover, like when she would talk, you know, and they'd go to her real life interview, she was wearing reading glasses that look like aviators.
Yes, she was. Yes,
and
she
was. And I was like, I need those in my life. I love the way they look. I thought they looked so good. I was tired of all my other, I've got a million of these other kind of reading glasses. And I was like, I want to do the aviators. It seems like they would be lighter. And so I found a pair on Amazon and I ordered them and they are my new favorite. They're so comfortable. They look so cute. They feel modern. I got the progressive lens because that's what I prefer. So they're readers on the top and clear, or readers at the bottom and then clear on top. I love them. I put them on last night when Caroline and I were at the restaurant, when we got to the restaurant in College Station, and she immediately took them. She said, those are so cute. And I was like, thank you. And then she took them off and she immediately did a Napoleon Dynamite impersonation with them. And that's fine.
Well, I will say, I texted you after I watched the Brooke Shields thing, and I was like, I really liked your glasses. You said, oh, don't think I haven't already ordered some.
Yep.
And then you sent me a picture when you got them in, and they're so cute on you. They're darling. Yeah,
thank you. Darling. Well, I love them. They're super cute. So my next thing became, it was like when you give a mouse a cookie, because when my aviators came, they came in a box with just like a little bag. Well, you know, aviators by nature are just a more delicate pair of glasses than like the hard plastic readers that I've been wearing.
Certainly.
So I was like, I need an eyeglass case. Like now I need a good eyeglass case. So when I throw these in my purse, they aren't going to lose their shape or whatever. And so I found the cutest little eyeglass case that perfectly fits the aviators. It's just like a faux leather. It's real cute. It's got a little thing that buttons. I got it in the green. It comes in a ton of colors. It's like $14.
So cute. Hey, by the way, you left a glasses case here when you were here last week.
Well, I clearly don't need it. So,
okay.
Fine.
Well, listen, we've saved it.
Okay.
So I can put it in the mail to you if you would like for me to mail it.
No, I'll just get it when I come back. It's fine.
Okay.
It'll be fine. I don't even know that I'll need it. So, because now I've ordered these other ones because I was like, I really like these. So that's my other thing, the eyeglass case.
Okay.
My next thing is while I was traveling, I was like, I need a different phone case. Mine had gotten all scuffed up and I was kind of tired of it. And so I got this quilted leather phone case.
This is so cute.
It is so cute. And I'm going to tell you that strap on the back, like it has the thing that slides. So if you can put your hand through it, like you can have it where it just lays flush if you want.
That was the best description. It has a strap and y'all, you can put your hand through it. I'm so happy. Yes. Tell us more about how your hand can go through the strap. I'm so intrigued.
Listen, so if you're one of the cool kids that wants to make some videos or such, you have a good way you can put your hand through the strap to help hold the phone secure.
Listen, I love these. I love this green. Mm-hmm. They don't have it. I don't even know what kind of phone I have, but I don't think I see mine listed. I don't know. But it's some kind of 14. So okay. but they don't have any four. But these are cute.
Isn't it cute?
Yes. And listen, I would just sit and just put my hand through that strap and take it out. Put my hand through the strap, take it out.
Yep. And you can. You can put your hand right through the strap, or you can push the strap down and it lays flush against your phone if you don't want it. But if you need to put your hand through it when you talk on the phone or whatever, you can. So,
yes. Is it, what color did you get?
I got the beige.
Okay.
I got the beige, which kind of is a little more, it's kind of off-whitish, but I really like it. And I like the quilting on the back. I don't know. It just feels very substantial. And then the lining around it is like a hard plastic, which is important to me because I hate when you get that silicone or more that rubbery because it sticks to your hair.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A cautionary tale.
A cautionary tale.
Will stick to your hair. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't see what you like, you might be able to search for a quilted leather phone case for
an iPhone. Will it have the strap?
Well,
that's the question.
If it doesn't have the strap, do you even want it? Is what I'm going to say. I don't know. So, but anyway, I really like this phone case. It's great. My next thing was, I put this on Instagram like a week or so ago of just some things that I like right now. And I'm real sad that this is one of my things. But these are menopause support supplements that I have added to my Vast supplement regimen. And they
It's something to behold. I don't know how to stress it enough. It's something to behold. You could start a whole Instagram subscription channel, I feel like, and all you would have to do is just show everybody your supplements every night. Just lay them out and then take your supplements. That's the content you generate day after day after day. Fascinating.
It's a whole thing. It's what I do. I keep adding to it because I haven't even told you. Like, now I've added saffron, so I've added a whole nother thing.
But I'm curious about that because I've read about the saffron that it's supposed to be helpful. So I'm curious to know about that.
Well, I've only been doing that about a week, so I don't know yet. But it's like all my supplements. What's really working? I don't know, but I can't quit taking anything because it's all working to make me feel better. So I just keep adding to. But anyway, this is, I mean, there's so many like herbs that you read about that are supposed to be good for menopause relief, like for night sweats and mood swings and all that. And it's like black cohosh and chaseberry. And I know them all by heart. It's like Dong Quai. I don't even know what that is, but this has all of that in there. You take two a day. And I will say that I still am doing my Rocasa oils, which I love, but I've added this in and I have quit having night flashes again. So, or night sweats again.
Night flashes.
night flashes.
It's a hot flash at night, right? I mean,
it is. And it's as the river goes in August. And so this is what happens.
Yeah.
But after I posted them, a lot of people were like, do these really work? Are you really using these? I really am. And they really have worked for me. Now we're going to talk to Dr. Mary Claire. So she may be like, no, you don't need to be taking those. But I'm saying they have really worked well for me and helped me with a lot of my symptoms. So
good.
There's that. And then the last thing is this satin pajama set.
Look at all the colors.
Look at all the colors. I mean, I got this bright green, which makes me so happy. I have a couple of different sets of satin pajamas. I have a set from Abercrombie. I have some I've ordered from H&M. These, to me, are as good as any of those, and they're less expensive. They're under $25. I would size up I just like my pajamas a little bit bigger, so I would go a size up probably. But they're a good length. They're super comfortable. I like satin pajamas in the summertime because they feel cool and lightweight. Now listen, I don't actually sleep in these. When it comes time to sleep, I'm in a tank top, but wearing them around the house like I'm a real housewife of San Antonio. But they're really pretty and they're made really well and they're really comfortable and I love them.
Okay. Those are really cute.
Yeah, they're cute. They're a good length too.
Okay. Thumbs up.
So there you have it. There are all my favorites this week.
Well, thanks so much for sharing those with us.
You're so welcome.
Listen, this phone case, I'm just going to sit on pins and needles until it comes back in stock in the size I need.
Yeah.
But hopefully when that happens, I'll be for sure about the size I need, which is really feels like a critical piece.
What do you have?
That
just puzzle. A normal 14? This is a fascinating podcast discussion. Just a normal 14?
You know, I don't know, but I'm fixing to go into my settings and I'm going to tell you what I have.
Okay.
If I knew exactly. Wait, and where's the about my phone thing? Okay, about. I have a 14 Pro.
6.1 or 6.7? You have like normal size, right?
I got a normal size. We talked about that because David got the bigger one and I was like, I can't get on board. I don't, I have carpal tunnel. I don't need a bigger thing to hold. So
no. Anyway, but that's why you can put your hand through the strap. That's right. Going to help you.
It's going to help me with the carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
So anyway, so and I haven't had it long. I had a phone, some phone. I don't know. I had an XR for years. I'm not one of those people. I don't pay attention when the new ones come out.
No.
I don't know what the difference is really when they come out.
No.
But I will say this camera on this phone is way, way, way better than what I had. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully you can find, I'm looking, they do have some quilted phone cases that also have like a chain where you can carry them like a purse.
Oh, goodness. So fancy. So fancy.
I think I draw the line at the strap. I draw the line.
That feels like a good line. All right, everybody. Well, all right. Thanks for listening to us talk about absolutely nothing this week.
Yep. We'll be back next week to talk about absolutely more of nothing. So that's tuned for that.
Listen, when we're this deep into writing books, there's not a whole lot of living, but that won't stop us from breaking it down.
No,
with enthusiasm. Okay, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye,
everybody.